I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Sweeney Murdy in San Diego, Winter Meetings 2019. Ed Coleman's in New York. We've got a couple of hours down, and we've had lots of fun people to talk to already. If you missed any of them, go to WFAN.com, radio.com on the app, hit rewind, and you'll hear our conversations with Joe Girardi, with Derek Shelton, and also with David Wright a little while ago. Also, Aaron Boone, he joined us. And joining us now, seated next to me here in San Diego, is the new manager. We have a lot of new managers. This is the new manager of the New York Mets, and he is a familiar face to all of us, whether you root for the Mets or cover the Mets, whether you root for the Yankees or cover the Yankees. Carlos Beltran joins us now. Carlos, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you for having me with you.
Carlos, Ed
Coleman.
Are
you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Carlos, Ed Coleman in New York.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine, man.
It's the first winter meetings like this, how are they going for you?
They're going great, Ed. There's no doubt there's a lot of requests everywhere, but it's part of the process. You know how it is. You know, I'm excited to have this experience. I'm excited to get to meet a lot of people, a lot of managers that have managed the game for a long time, and now they're retired. So it's been great, a great experience. So I'm just soaking everything in.
We got a chance to meet Hensley Mullins yesterday, and he reminded me, I saw him out in the hall earlier today, he reminded me that you guys actually spent some time together in San Francisco when you got traded from the Mets.
That's right. When I got traded from the Mets in 2011, he was a hitting coach of San Francisco Giants, so I got to be around him. He's a great guy. I'm so excited to share the same dugout with him. He's a guy that brings a winning mentality. He's a guy that knows how to relate himself to the players. At the same time, you know, very smart guy, speak five languages. So the fact that he's going to be able to have conversation with all those guys in their native language is very important in baseball these days.
Let me stay on that same theme, Carlos, and ask you how you feel about facing the guy that you were traded for at that time, probably six times during the course of the year now that he's a Philadelphia Philly in Zach Wheeler.
You know what, Ed? I never got to face Wheeler, but you know, hearing from the guys that played with him, there's no doubt that he's a great talented man. You know, having the $100 million contract now in Philadelphia, we're gonna see him a lot. I'm just looking forward to see him because I haven't seen a lot of him.
Mm-hmm. We got the rest of your staff. Your staff was announced as well. Jeremy Hefner. How much have you gotten to know everybody? What are some of the things that you're trying to get up to speed with everybody as you've kind of put this staff together the last few weeks?
Well, first of all, it's just being able to get to know the people, get to know the guys, what they like, and being able to connect with them at the same time, share with them my vision on how I see spring training running. The things that I want to accomplish for the ball club, the areas that we're going to focus on spring training. There's a lot of things that I want to do different.
Like what?
Connecting with the coaches in a more proactive way. Being part of different organizations. I got to see a lot of coaches' room, and a lot of time the environment wasn't healthy. So, and I don't want that to happen in our ball club. I want to make sure that we focus in the positive. I want to make sure that we support the players. We provide the players what they need. And we as coaches, we need to understand that we're here to serve the players. You know, it's about the players, not about us. What I did as a ball player, that was, I already got paid for it. Now it's time for me to share with the players my experience and make sure that I help them get better.
You know, Carlos, that was something that I thought you always did very well. We were talking to David Wright a little while ago, and I was mentioning to him that, you know, any time I'd talk to somebody who was in a slump or a pitcher who was, you know, maybe having some problems on the mound, they'd always say, well, Carlos, you know, showed me this. Carlos said this to me. Carlos spotted this. You were always very good at the nuances of the game and picking out things. Was that just by paying attention, or was that something that came natural to you? How did that come about?
I think I've always been a guy that I just don't know why, but I just can't watch a baseball game just for the fun of it.
Right.
You know, every time I watch baseball, it's just like I'm looking at the infielders, I'm looking at the pitcher, I'm looking at the catcher,
right.
I'm looking everywhere, every position, you know. It's just something that I guess I was able to develop and I didn't really notice. I've always been a student of the game. I like to learn. I believe that when you stop learning, you stop growing. And that mentality has always been with me. And I just, when I see somebody going through tough times, you know, I take it personal. You know, I feel I'm being in their shoes. I know how bad it feels to when you're not performing and, you know, the pressure, the extra pressure that you can carry. So I just like to hopefully contribute and give them something that can get them out of there. So that's why when I see a pitcher going through tough times, I'm always looking at films. If I see a batter going through tough times, I'm always trying to try to look at film, see if I can say something that can turn that negative moment into positive moment.
You did some of that this past year as an advisor with the Yankees. I know you helped James Paxton through some of his early struggles and a lot of other players during the course of the year. But I'm curious, as you were watching the game the last 2 years since you stopped playing, how much of what you were watching was just the normal stuff that's going through your mind like you're talking about, and how much of it was with the idea that you knew you wanted to manage and maybe you were trying out some things in your mind as far as how you would do certain things?
Well, I have to say something that, you know, my experience with the Yankees was very helpful. I got to give a lot of credit to Brian Cashman because Brian allowed me to be part of the organization and allowed me to be flexible. And, you know, he basically said to me, Carlos, I want you to, you know, be around the guys, talk about baseball, influence them, and go to the coaches. He made me be part of the important meetings, trade deadlines, all those things. He really counted on my opinion. And for me, that was very positive, you know. And I got to see how the front office work. I got to see how many people work in the front office. You know, when you're a player, a lot of times you get caught up in thinking, you know, we need help. You know, bring this player, bring that player. But as an organization, when you're working upstairs, you know, you understand that it takes more than that. You know, you're trying to plan your organization to be successful, not for 1 year, you know, just for years to come. And, you know, you have to manage your budget. You have to manage your, you know, your minor league guys. You know, you want to make sure that when you make a trade, you don't give away your whole minor league farms. You know, all those things that now I have the perspective and how to deal with. And now having the opportunity to work with Brody, his passion, what he wants to accomplish for the Mets, what he wants to accomplish for the players, the way that he see him, he rewarding the players, something that I had never heard in baseball. So, and the fact that, you know, he was an agent before and he understand, you know, what are the players' motivation. So I think Brody's going to be a great asset to continue to bring players to the Mets organization.
We're speaking with Carlos Beltran, the new Mets manager. He's in San Diego with Sweeney Murdy. I'm Ed Coleman here in New York. You know, Carlos, when you left New York and then, you know, San Francisco, then St. Louis and the Yankees and eventually ended up down in Houston, I was always interested as to when you kind of decided, when the thought germinated with you that you wanted to manage. Was it always there, even when you were with the Mets, or was it something that developed a little bit later in your career?
This wasn't my idea, guys. This was your guys' idea.
You know? We were always asking you about it. We were. You know,
this wasn't something that I woke up thinking, okay, I'm going to be a manager. You guys put this in my head for years and years. You know?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I believe the words you were looking for were thank you.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for encouraging me and motivating me to take this opportunity. There's no doubt that a lot of people call it a challenge. But I just call it an opportunity to influence guys and to share and to, you know, take usage of that platform to do well and to do good.
So how much influence did you have in the deal for Jake Marisnyk, because you played with him in Houston? How much were you involved in that, and what do you like about that acquisition for your team?
Well, I like it. You know, Brody asked me about him, what I have to say about Marisnyk. Marisnyk's a great guy. You know, he's just a guy that has been a good player for the Astros, coming late in a defensive fashion, making plays. You know, he's been a guy that we hope that he can come here with and have a big year for us. There's no doubt that we improved by having him, our defense in the outfield, and we're excited about that. So I'm just have a good relationship with him. So I'm going to push him hard to hopefully, you know, put him in a position so he can have a good year for us.
Carlos, we were talking to David Wright about Jacob DeGrom, and obviously, yeah, as a manager, you love to have a guy like that at the head of your rotation. He's a very intense competitor, and I think he's probably, you know, approaches the game the same way that you did when you were on the field as well, too. Give me your thoughts on him and how much of a conversation you've had with him at this point in time thus far.
Yeah, we have talked about, you know, leadership. We have talked about, you know, first of all, you know, congratulate him for winning the Cy Young, you know, for the second year. Yep. And what he have done on that mound has been incredible. I just feel that he can help us, and I will continue to help us, not only by performing on the field, but also by setting the tone for the guys that follow him. You know, he's a big influence in our clubhouse, and I just want to empower him. And, you know, and I have no doubt that he will take that responsibility and he will run with it.
He will have a lot to say about your success, and so will the bullpen. I'm curious about the conversations you have with two guys in particular. Mm-hmm. One, Edwin Diaz, and trying to come back from the year that he had. And two, Dellin Betances, and maybe recruiting him to be a part of your bullpen.
Well, Dellin is going to Dellin. You know, there's no doubt that he's going to be a big impact for any team in baseball. I mean, if we are the one ending up with him, there's no doubt that he's going to make us better. And going back to Edwin, I have to say that a lot of times, you know, it takes time for players to adapt to New York. You know, he coming from Seattle, you know, there's no doubt that he went through an experience where, you know, the attention that he received over there compared to the one that he received in New York, it was different. So, you know, I went through it, 2005, you know, coming from Kansas City and going to a big market team. It took time, you know. It took me a year for me to get back into normal and understanding the process and understanding how things work. So Edwin Diaz has that experience now, and right now he's working very, very hard. Another guy that I've been in contact with is also Familia. Familia has lost like 20 pounds, so he's going to be slimmer this year, so he looks in great shape. He's working hard. All those guys, what I like about them is that by them having a down year, they know that they need to prove themselves, so they're working really, really hard. And for me, that's good, because in baseball, a lot of people say, well, you know, when you have a good year, you don't have to prove yourself. No, in baseball, you have to prove yourself every single year. Mm-hmm. So having that mentality is going to help them for the rest of their careers.
I don't know how many long balls off the bat you got to watch with Pete Alonso, but how about having him as your first baseman, the rookie of the year?
Oh, my God. Pete Alonso is going to make me look good.
Just write his name down, right?
I love him. I love him. I love his passion. I love his the way he played the game. He's a kid. He's just so humble. You know, who doesn't like Pete Alonso? You know, last year watching him performing the way he did in the All-Star game, the things that he was able to accomplish, and the humbleness that he had, you know, when you get to see him addressing the media and the press, to me that goes a long way. You know, people love him, and we're excited to have him. You know, Pete is going to be a great, great asset for us. And, you know, being the second year in the league, there's no doubt that teams are going to make adjustments, but I'm going to be here to help him out and to try to, you know, give him a little bit of different perspective.
You took a very active role and a big hand in trying to get Aaron Judge ready for all of this when he was going through his first spring training. Mm-hmm. You actually requested his locker be moved right next to you, and you spent all of spring training with him. You saw what Judge became. Are you seeing any similarities between, beyond being able to hit 50 home runs, are you seeing any similarities between the two?
Yeah, I think so. I think those two guys, they're leaders. A lot of times where you're young in the league, you feel that you can't say much because you have other veteran guys in the clubhouse. But when you play every day, you know, you're entitled of saying whatever you want because you're grinding out there. You're giving your best day in and day out. And Pete Alonso, being the second year, that's another guy that I want to empower him to so he can have a voice, so he can express himself, and you know, and hopefully we don't go through much negative stretches during the season. He can stand up and say, guys, let's go. We need to pick it up. You know, those type of things coming out of your leaders, they go a long way.
Carlos, I know you probably thought about this because it's not that far away, but spring training, have you thought about how you want to organize things, how you want to run things, and what might be different this year?
Well, you know what? This year, there's two things that I want to focus a lot, and that will be the defense, and that will be, you know, being able to run the bases, being aggressive on the base path. Mm-hmm. I think those were two things that last year we didn't do well, and we want to make sure that, you know, I've been to a lot of spring training, my friend, and a lot of things, we run spring training, and we work on so many stuff, and we don't use half of them.
Right.
So I want to make sure that what we work on, we use them. You know, I want to maximize the time. I want to make sure that we handle spring training smart. The guys are bringing good energy day in and day out. And at the same time, you have to be flexible. You have to understand that spring training is long. And when you get into the same routine by doing the same thing over and over and over, so we have to be creative in how we do things. And I have a group of guys now that we're working on setting up our camp, and I want to make sure that when we set up our camp, guys can do the job, but at the same time, I don't want people to be wasting their time.
I've got just one more for you here, Carlos. We were talking earlier about the influence you have in the clubhouse as a player. That was evident with Didi Gregorius with the Yankees, and he struggled initially coming over, and he's credited you with being one of the guys who helped him get over this idea of adjusting to New York and being the guy who took over for Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. And going on to, you know, to a really good career as a Yankee, he is now going to be up against you 19 times a year with the Phillies. Yeah. How do you feel about the player he became and from what you saw and what he's going to do potentially against you this year?
You know what? Didi is one of those guys that you love him, you know, the way he is, the way he handled things in the clubhouse, how professional he is, how much he cares not only about playing the game the right way, but also he cares about his teammates. And, you know, last year was a process for him coming from an injury that limit him his time, playing time. You know, now, like you say, you know, he will be in Philadelphia, so now I have to be creative and figure out how we can get him out, you know, how we can you know, win ball games against that team that, you know, there's no doubt that they're been in, you know, improving. They have Joe Girardi as a manager. Mm-hmm. So the comfort zone that Didi is going to feel over there is going to be a good one because he also played for Joe. So, I mean, it's going to be a good competition. So I'm looking forward for that.
Final thing for me, Carlos, piqued my interest when you were talking about pushing the envelope on the bases, extra bases, and using the running game. If memory serves me right, you were not caught very often when you stole a base. You took a lot of pride in that, and you were successful at it. Can you teach that? You can be able to teach that?
Well, there's no doubt that I will be, you know, putting my input in all this preparation for spring training, and also I want to make sure that I use have conversations with the guys that can be an impact in the base path, kind of like I met Rosario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has so much speed but hasn't figured out how to steal bases, so I might need to sit down with him. We need to take a look at some film, look at pictures. I need to try to make him create a habit where every day he show up to the ballpark and he check all the boxes that allow him to be prepared for the game. So there's no doubt that he's going to be a big impact for us, but not only him, you know, everyone. I want everyone to make sure that we use the spring training as a time for us to be aggressive, for us to realize that we can do that and maybe a little bit more, because a lot of times, you know, spring training, you got to use that time to allow your team and allow your players to make mistakes and learn from them.
Carlos, thanks for the time. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy the rest of the winter. Have a great Christmas. I'll see you a handful of times next year, and you'll see Ed a whole lot more.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
guys,
Carlos. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.